testimony. But Monty, when I first heard your story, I just want to share it with everyone else. I was here. Let me share with you my response to this testimony, to the last testimony I heard. If police and community are going to come together, if we're going to be able to be genuine partners in making each other safe, one of the things we're going to have to recognize is we've got a horrible, undesirable, unjust shared history. Yeah. I recognize the fact that in American policing, in American society, we the police, as an entity, have been the enforcement arms of unjust policies that have caused harm to our communities of color. I am up. As chief of police, I apologize for the police role in our bad shared history. I apologize, Monty, for what you went through. I apologize for the impact that some of the aspects of the war on drugs had on the communities we serve. I tell my officers I know from firsthand experience. I did street level drug enforcement in our communities of color. I saw our community support evaporate during that war on the crack cocaine trade. I had no idea what I was doing wrong. I thought I was doing right, getting the guns, getting the drugs, getting the bad guys off the street. And it was only as I matured in my career, as I got to the place where I got to have genuine trust-based relationships and conversations with the people who lived in this community, I understood to my horror the damage that I had done. Okay? My motivation was noble. I was trying to keep my community safe. My officers who are trying to make arrests to get the guns, to get the drugs, 90% of them, 95% of them, who knows, maybe 98% of them are likewise ethically motivated, but sometimes we don't know what we don't know. I spent most of my career involved in teaching use of force to police officers. And then at one point, about 1995 or so, I went through training and came to understand bias, that cognitive shortcut that our brains take based on stereotypes. And then I realized to my horror, something that really shook me to my core. Everything I trained officers throughout my career was based on my reasonable perception of threat. The officer makes their judgments on use of force based on their reasonable perception of threat, their reasonable perception of criminal conduct, and I realized to my horror, oh my God, what if my perceptions are not reasonable because of unconsciously held biases? Am I denying that there's overt racism? Absolutely not. Are there bad cops? Absolutely there are. Okay? I will argue they are the minority, and when I can create climate, ethical climates that reinforces the good ones, I'll get more of those good cops who won't stand for injustice. I believe I've got a lot more of them than you may realize. I think we're going to be successful moving together, because one of the things that's resonating with my officers is we collectively right now are overriding a script that's beginning in our collective way. This lie that the community hates us, it's not true. Okay. You, my partners with PIN, our community members are proving to my officers that that's not true. The community loves us, they want us, and nobody wants and needs us more than our impoverished communities, which in American society is too often drawing long lines of work. Okay, so I'm committed to doing a number of things. We're using the President's task force to determine our work. I'm committed to staying by the commitments I made to PIN. When you distill it down, it's really, really simple. To transform American policing, we have to do two things. We have to hold ourselves accountable for being very good in our jobs. We have to be effective in making communities safe, especially those who are adversely impacted by the violence and the crime. There's a disparate impact on this community. Crime is disparately impacting on my communities of color. It's our job as police to fix that. You have my commitment to do that and to use whatever research-based best practices we can to make that happen. The other thing we have to do is we have to earn your respect through accountability. We will hold you on ourselves. Not just accountable to the low bar of the law, not even to the low bar of policy. We're going to hold ourselves accountable to our core values, our shared professional ethics. Our hearts tell us the right thing to do. When we create a climate within our organization where we're motivated by the same motivations of service that brought us to the profession, people don't drop below that low bar, and certainly they don't reduce themselves to acts of unconstitutional policing, like a couple of the examples I just heard about. So you have my commitment to continue to work with the good people of this police department and create a police department that serves you well, that represents you well, and makes you proud, and makes you feel safe in your community. And you likewise have my commitment that Pittsburgh Police stand ready to work with you, because we have a difficult shared history we're going to have to work through. We're going to have to work through it together. So thank you.